Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Under the Stained Glass. It's that podcast where we take a look at what we talked about in church today and approach it again from a family point of view. By the way, I want to remind you that if you're so inclined, you can join us virtually for worship at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. That's Pacific time, and we'd love to have you with us. In the meantime, here's my pal, Ms. Whitney.
Hi there.
And yeah, today in church, we talked about Easter.
Yes.
It was Easter Sunday, and we were looking at Matthew chapter 28 in this really awesome passage where the women come up to the tomb and the tomb, the stone has been rolled away, and they meet an angel, and then later they meet Jesus himself, who tells them that they are to go to tell the disciples to be not afraid, to go to Galilee, and there they will see him. And it's just such a wonderful roadmap for even how we can approach our lives as we move into this new year after Easter, to go be unafraid and really search him out. So that's kind of where I want to go today, is just talk about how Easter really is like a Christian's New Year's Day.
Sure.
And maybe how it is we can incorporate that idea of New Year's into our family celebrations of Easter.
Well, Easter is like our own Christian New Year's Day because this is where we start again. We are reminded of Jesus setting us free from all of our sins on the cross and with his death and resurrection. And so Easter, we can commemorate this newness, this freedom, as we walk into a new year and our life begins again. Though Jesus washes away our sins continuously, the markings of this special occasion can be seen as really something exciting and unique, especially for families.
Yeah, so we can get together as a family and kind of put together little activities and establish new traditions that just make this day a special New Year's celebration.
Yeah.
So what's a couple little activities we could do with kids that would be really fun moving towards coming out of Easter or moving into Easter?
Well, something I had never thought of before we started researching this topic a bit, but that can really be fun, especially for kids, is a countdown to Easter paper chain or calendar of some kind. We often use advent calendars for Christmas or countdowns on New Year's Eve, and this really builds up the anticipation of what's to come. And for Easter, this can be really a great thing to incorporate into your Holy Week traditions as well.
Mm-hmm. So you could really incorporate all the elements of the story leading up to the big day up to Easter, right?
Exactly.
As they even incorporating the crucifixion and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of it?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we don't ever want to not include the whole story, but we definitely want to see that Easter day as what it is, the big day that we as Christians understand that we have a new life. And of course, that's every Sunday, but especially on Easter.
Yeah.
So I think also, you know, it's important to establish with food.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's always really important. Special dinner, maybe a traditional kind of meal each Easter that really speaks to that new life and focuses on the beauty of the spring and the bounty, of course, the blessings that God gives us that we can take into this new year.
Absolutely. And something else that can be really fun as you celebrate with your family and at church is to get a special outfit or an accessory that celebrates this new year of us as Christians. You know, it's something that I used to do with my grandma, and I thought it was really great. Every year she'd come in, she'd get us new outfits like dresses, and for the little boys, they'd have overalls or something, you know, something that would be special that we could wear to church and we could wear throughout the day when we were doing our Easter egg hunts. I know we have tons of pictures of me in the frilliest dresses just running around with my Easter basket. But it just really signified that that day was special and that day was set apart. And so it really does help us to kind of get into that mindset of the celebration of Easter.
Yeah, there's nothing like a new outfit that makes you feel new.
Yeah.
Right? Of course, traditionally in the early church, all baptisms occurred on Easter, and they had a long time of learning to get up to that point where they would actually be brought into the church and they would have a new white outfit on. So wait a minute, no hats for you?
Oh, always a hat.
Always a hat.
Always a hat.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course.
So that's all good, fun stuff. And of course, even if you do the Easter bunny, the Easter bunny doesn't have to just be about candy, but the Easter bunny is about also new life. You could even have all of the eggs that you put out, you know, for the kids to find. There can be candy there. But what if there's one egg, like the specialist egg, yeah, that actually has a beautiful cross in it or something that can just remind the kids that this day is really about Jesus?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So how about this too? I know one year at my family, all the food was Mexican food. We just had a family fiesta.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, and as part of the fun, we had a piñata. So what do you think about piñatas at Easter?
Oh, that's fun. You get to whack something
you
there.
Yeah, right? If you get a little wound up.
Yeah.
On the candy.
There you go.
Yeah. But inside the piñata, yeah, you could put gifts.
Sure.
Little Christian gifts, little crosses, little, you know, WWJD bracelets that, yeah, you love.
Sure.
So much. You've talked about before.
Yeah.
Yeah, little things like that that, again, just point the kids back to the Easter meaning, sure, but with a lot of fun, mm-hmm, behind it as well. Yeah. So anyway, whatever traditions that we decide to set up, we just want to be sure that the point is not lost, that Easter is about new life, but more than that, it's about our freedom from sin and death that's given to us by God through Jesus.
Absolutely. And that's what this day is all about. It's about celebrating what Jesus gave to us and what he brought into our lives to make us full and new again, mm-hmm, through his death and resurrection. So we really want to celebrate that, have a good, happy day, and just really bring all of our worship and all of our traditions centered on Jesus. Mm-hmm. Our verse for today is from Luke 24, verse 6, and it says, "He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee." And really, that's what we want to remember. We want to remember that he isn't in the grave anymore. He is here with us. He has brought us to this new life. He's going to bring us into eternal life one day with him. And that's just all that it's about.
That's right. So he has risen,
mm-hmm,
right?
He has risen.
He has risen indeed. And that can be a good little theme for your party.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for being here today. And again, don't forget, you can worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. That's Pacific time. And until next week, bye-bye.
Bye.